Welcome, Famous and Lovers. We're about to cover episodes 1 and 2 of Famous in Love. We'll see you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That slow.
Just waiting for that drop.
Starting on a high note.
Waiting for Sia.
Oh, it was such a slow, dreamy cover of California Dreamin'. Guys, welcome to the show. My name is Amber Plaster. This is going to be the pilot and episode 2 of Famous in Love. Welcome. We're so glad that you guys are here. We're actually going to be covering 2 episodes per after show because they have surprise released every episode binge watch on the Freeform app. You can also watch every single episode of season 1 on Hulu or on demand. And yeah, so if you haven't seen episode 2, spoiler alert, here we go. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nikia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Olivia Gabri. Hit me up at @TheReal_O_G.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee, and you can follow me everywhere at Renee Ariel.
Ooh, I loved the pilot, and I actually liked episode 2 way better. What are you guys' thoughts on the pilot? Let's try to cover the pilot first.
Ooh, the pilot. It's very juicy. It's a lot going on.
There was a lot of exposition to cover, too. We met a lot of characters.
Right. True. We were definitely setting the scene, starting some character development, trying to get a feel for who Paige actually is.
Yeah.
I loved both episodes, but sticking with the pilot. Yeah, we met a lot of characters this episode. I was like, wait, who's that? And I feel like a lot of the time we weren't sure if this character was... Okay, people look alike sometimes. True. It was good. We got some like mean people, some nice people, some we don't know if we like them people. Mm-hmm. I was into it.
I like that you know that on like the first episode. Like you get to know who these people are and what their backgrounds are. You're like, okay, I don't like her. She's a mean girl. He's really cute. So I like that you can figure that out like the first episode.
I'm really glad that we got a villain that I actually think is... You know,
do you like her?
No, I like her. I like her because she's actually a villain, not just like I'm misunderstood. Like she's really a villain. It's really wonderful. It's refreshing.
She's a predator, but we'll get to that.
Alexis is on the prowl. She's playing no games.
So to let everybody that listens in on the podcast as well as those of you joining us live, who here has read the book Famous in Love?
See, I haven't read it yet.
I haven't read it either.
Okay, good. This is going to be a good even panel.
I've read the book.
So Renee and I have read the book. We both really liked the book. It was a super fun, easy read, and we had so much fun reading it. Like I like inhaled it in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Just, same. Like, I inhaled it in 1 day. I just like read straight through.
Yeah, it was super fun. So I think it would be good to, going forward, know that half the panel has seen read the books and half hasn't. And for Renee and I, we were kind of looking at each other like, what is this? But it's different.
You guys were like freaking out. You're like, this did not happen in the book. This is not what was going on.
Who is that?
Yeah.
And then Olivia and I were just like, what? Huh?
I know.
So you didn't read the book.
So like right from the beginning, it was already blatantly different, right?
Oh, yes. Big time. I mean, even they had a lot of the same, I mean, pretty much all of the same characters aside from a few, and then they added a couple new ones. But just even, like, who these characters were and what their background stories were sometimes were completely different or kind of different. I don't know. It was weird. But I'm interested to see where they go from here because, you know, when you read the book, you kind of already know, okay, well, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. But I kind of like the element of surprise because even though we've read it and we're familiar with these characters, we have no idea what they're going to do with them.
So what were your biggest surprises as somebody who's read the book? For me, I was kind of bummed that we didn't get to see Portland. It's set in Los Angeles, whereas in the book it's set in Portland. And I was kind of excited to see a very innocent setting for episode 1 and then see it get very glossy and fake.
For me, I am a little bummed that it's not going to be in Hawaii. Also, I was very surprised about Rainer's character because in the book, he seems to be such like a sweet kind of romance guy. Like from the beginning, you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's kind of like Prince Charming. He's so sweet. But in this, he's a little more real, kind of has that bad boy vibe to him where in the books, it was all about Jordan having the bad boy vibe. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it seems reversed
a bit.
It's pretty even. I mean, it's obvious that he has a bad boy vibe from the beginning when his mom walks in on him just laying naked with a girl.
That reminded me of Mean
Girls. Like, is that comfortable for you? I would feel a little awkward, but that's just me.
Were there no pillows on the couch? Because she didn't cover herself?
Nothing.
It's like girlfriend was all ready
to
go.
She was used to mom walking in on her having sex. Yeah, with
like, I'm hot. It's fine.
No one even busted a move. They're all just laying there ready to.
I like that scene. It seemed really real and messed up because the mom was like, "Okay, honey, here you go. Did you sign the NDA?" Gosh. She handed her a sweater and she was like, "Go, go, go." And she wasn't mean to her. She was just like, "You're nice and you don't understand where you are. You need to go now." And I was just like, "Whoa.
You're girl number 55. We've done this already."
I think that was a dress. Like it was straight up. That was could have been a sweater, but it was a dress.
It was a dress.
That was a short dress.
Well, yeah, she left in one piece.
And she was super shocked. Like, she was like a fan.
Yeah, she was a fan.
She was amazed that she got to sleep with.
Do you think it's fair to if you were like a famous person to hook up with fans?
It's fair tough to in say. What
way?
I think there's a huge shift of power.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, big time. Sure.
But I think that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Because they enjoy that power trip.
I mean. But also, like, that kind of goes to say, like, when people hook up with professors, there's also that power play going on. So, I mean, sometimes it's not right because I feel like you feel pressured to not say no in certain circumstances. But at the end of the day, it's that person's choice. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I'm curious to hear, for those of you who haven't read the books, what was your first impression of our lead actress, our Paige? What was your first impression?
I thought she was super awkward. Yeah. I liked her, though, because she kind of reminded me of, like, myself. Mm-hmm. So I liked her a lot. I didn't read the book. I didn't know anything about her background. But just to see her in, like, certain instances, I'm like, oh, she's super cute. She's awkward. She gets super nervous. She's stumbling over her words. I just wish that sometimes she would speak up just a little bit more because I feel like she's always put in these situations where she's like, I'm like, get it out already.
Right. Maybe I'm just an aggressive person, so I would treat circumstances a little bit differently. But it's very relatable because obviously if you come face to face with this big movie star, how else would you react? It would be very nerve-wracking and awkward.
Especially if you knew that you were going to be interacting with them possibly and costing them money if you mess up.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that there's a lot of nervousness, but I was also surprised that because, you know, in the books, Paige was in high school, all the characters were in high school, and in the TV show, everyone is in college, which I like, but if you're in college, you kind of know, you should know how to assert yourself a little bit more.
That's what I was a little confused. Like, I can understand if this was high school, I can understand her awkwardness in a certain situation, but I'm like, bruh, gotta get it out just a little bit more, but maybe that may come with time. Maybe that's something that she's gonna learn over time, and because everyone's not as aggressive or assertive as, like, myself, you know what I'm saying? So maybe this is something she will learn. But I liked her character. I thought she was super cute.
As we make our way through the pilot, what were you guys' initial thoughts of Nina? Because I know exactly how I feel about Nina.
Nina? Okay. First of all, at first, I didn't like her. I was like, oh, she's like the annoying mom. Mm-hmm. But as time went on and I seen like her position and what she was doing on the show, I'm like, Nina is my girl. Nina is my girl. She's me in like 20 years. I'm just saying.
I get where she's coming from because it's pretty obvious that Hollywood's very political with positions and deals and things like that. So I think, you know, if you're going to be a woman holding that high position in Hollywood, you have to be like that. You have to be aggressive. You have to know what you want. And you have to be vocal about it.
I don't have a problem with her on the business side. However, I'm not a fan of her simply because she's sleeping with her son's best friend.
Weird. Except for that, you probably shouldn't
do that. That's the only part where I'm like,
wait, girl, you're hot. Like, you could get any young guy. Go for it. You're successful. You're a powerful woman. Awesome. But, like, your son's best friend? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, this woman kind of scares
me. That's also a power thing as well, at least I think. Like, here's a woman who's, like, a hustler, and she's, like, about her business. And I look at her like a boss. She's taking care of her son, and she's talking to these power players. But then she sleeps with this young kid. To me, that's some little insecurity where she's like, okay, I still feel like a boss. I feel like a power player.
I see that.
Let me sleep with this young guy to kind of take control over him. Because I feel like someone, a guy on her level, she might be a little insecure in, like, those instances.
Well, we saw that. We saw a little bit of that in episode 2 where she's at the restaurant and she meets up with the other studio head person, guy who's trying to make her feel uncomfortable, and she obviously used to intern for him, and he's like, oh, to think you used to be hot. And she's like, I thought that was a requirement for all your interns. So obviously she did work underneath him, and he did hire her because she was hungry and hot. And now I think she's trying to prove to herself and to the people at her level that she can have a young, hot person just like they demand young, hot people around right. them. It's a power move more. I love Nina. I think that she's a total dark gray area.
She's one of those people where you're like, is she a good mom?
Yeah.
Is she a great businesswoman? You're still trying to figure her out a little bit.
I'm very interested to see if they're going to introduce Rainer's dad at all, because Rainer's dad has a huge, huge role in the books. He is definitely a villain in the book, but I'm assuming they're going to try to make that happen with the mother, unless he comes out, which I still like. I feel like could still happen. We could still meet the dad and have him complicate things, but also I'm not sure if that guy who is, you know, making fun of her a lot, if they didn't have a previous relationship, or maybe if he's the ex-husband.
It was a little sketchy. She got a little intimidated and a little scared, which is something at first that you see of her, because when she's in the room with all these younger people, she's kind of the boss and making things happen. But it's like, as soon as she's in a room with someone on her level, she gets very intimidated. So I wonder like how that's going to play out like in the future. Like, I don't know.
The only reason I don't think that gentleman, not Brody, was it Brody?
We were still like...
Because we couldn't tell the difference between... They look alike.
They look exactly alike.
I don't think they're the same.
Cassandra... No, they're not the same, I don't think.
But we were very confused.
I don't remember which one Brody is, if he's the guy Cassandra was seeing or the guy that was
doing... He's the guy Cassandra was seeing.
Okay, so Mysterious Man, we don't have his name. I don't think he's Rainer's
very good looking
dad or her ex-husband, simply because when they were at that party, they didn't show any conversation with Rainer or him, and I think that would be really important to introduce that.
Right.
I mean, unless they are hiding it, but I feel like when they're both at the same party, and it wasn't that big, I feel like it'd be odd to not show their relationship right then and there if they're both there.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it feels like they're switching out the mother for the father for Rainer's storyline in the book, because we even got the hallway scene that happened right as Paige got hired. She saw this huge altercation with Rainer and his dad in the book, and it happened in the TV show. And so it's setting her up, unfortunately, to be
the villain.
To be the villain.
But less so, because in the book, the father was, I mean, he tried to take advantage of Rainer's girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, so let's just set it up for people that are listening that haven't read the book. Spoiler, you should read the book now. Stop listening now. So what happened in the book was...
Yeah, so basically in the book, the whole confusion was that Rainer and Jordan were fighting because Rainer thought that Jordan slept with Rainer's ex-girlfriend, well, while they were together.
Girlfriend at the time.
But really, Jordan and Rainer's girlfriend at the time were hanging out after Rainer's girlfriend at the time was almost taken advantage of, kind of almost sexually assaulted by Rainer's father.
Wow.
And he had no idea. So I do think they're kind of going in the direction of the mother being a villain, but at the same time, they're not going as dark as they did.
Right.
Perhaps they'll continue to do so with their character. We're only two episodes in, but whereas like with the sexual assaults, they have not gotten to that point because so far it's consensual. They're adults.
I think that kind of sounds similar, though. I think
it's similar.
The way it's setting it up, it's making it seem like the mother is going to take the place of the father, because obviously the mother isn't sexually assaulting Jordan per se, but
the girlfriend was underage in the book.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could see the parallels between, because the fact that it's a parent versus like a younger person in a relationship. I mean, she's not assaulting him, but there could be reasons why he feels pressured to do this, perhaps professionally.
That's a good point.
Or, you know.
I also really liked in the pilot, and we'll talk about Alexis a lot in this episode, too.
Alexis.
She's great. She's terrible, but great. But we saw, I love Wyatt, who they cast as the director, who has a huge role in the book. Huge. And so it was really fun to see a little bit glimpse of his neurotic behavior. And Alexis basically wants that role. And so she's like, she goes to confront the director, Wyatt, and is like, hey, well, will you give me the role of the little sister? And he's like, no, I don't think you're right for that, because there's nothing about you that seems very warm and okay. And she's like, oh, I can make it worth your while, you know? And all four of us were just cringing. And then he was like... And then he was like, no, I really, like, I'm not that kind of guy. Like, I'd like to get to know you, maybe. And, like, and we're all like, oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
He actually liked her.
And she's like, oh, okay. And so she's, like, going to be his little fake girlfriend for a while to get the role.
But it seems like this wasn't her first rodeo.
Yeah.
I feel like this is how she tends to get jobs.
She's a professional.
She does what she's going to do.
So sad.
Even that side comment in the beginning when she was talking to Rainer saying that she wasn't going to screw Jordan foreshadows probably how she handles a lot of situations.
Yeah. That's why I feel like that's why she has a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend, slept with this person. Because I feel like every time she's in a room,
right,
first thing she throws is like her vagina. She's like, hey.
And it's always industry people. And it's funny because she just tosses it out to get what she needs. Even though, you know, we saw when she was with, what's his name?
Jake.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's not an industry person now, but he could be a value to her. So she just puts that on the table.
She's like constantly on the hunt. Like Hunger Games.
She's in heat.
On the prowl. In heat. Her face, like, changes when she sees someone she wants. It's like her stuff, even in the parking lot. Oh, my gosh.
She's
a little
ooh,
scary.
Ooh, new girl.
You have a girlfriend.
Like, what happened to Dakota? Like, aren't you in a real-life relationship with this girl?
I think that she has history with that actress.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She does.
And she's lying. Poor Dakota and her girlfriend will probably find out because they're obviously not out because her girlfriend says, I wish that we can be out and people can know about us. But she's like manipulating and sleeping around with all these different people. Hey.
It's also unfortunate that both the girls look at that.
Do what you gotta do to get that role, girl.
I don't know. Before we move on to episode 2, what did you guys think of Cassandra and the love triangle between Cassandra, Jake, and Paige?
Listen,
because we have to address the awkwardness.
I know you guys are hating on Cassandra, but
she's so cute.
She's been a good friend. It's very clear that she might have some things under wraps, but she's been a pretty good friend this far.
And she's a good friend in the books.
She has, like, she's
maybe she cock-blocked a little, but, like, she's been a good friend.
You don't go, oh my gosh, you should go for him. You totally like him. You guys like each other. And then they're about to get, oh, what am I missing, guys?
Yeah.
You're missing the moment that you set up for them. And then she does it again.
She did it again.
And then she wears all those patterned sweatshirts. And then Rainer calls.
Oh, that is not
and
a
she
crime.
Takes the phone. And then when they're in the theater, she doesn't explain anything. She just goes, oh, she's with Rainer. Like, come on, that's manipulative. I cannot stand this girl. She
bothers
me. You
know what I think? I think she has good intentions of being a good friend, but I think what's going to happen because you see Paige gets this role, they both go out for it, and I think, not intentionally, but she's going to get a little jealous, and that's going to push her a little bit closer to Jake. Mm-hmm. But I think intentionally, she's like, oh, yeah, hook up with him. But low-key, do I like him too?
Right.
I don't know. It's like I like Cassandra, but I feel like her little loneliness might push her closer to
you can tell they're
Jake,
setting it up
thing.
For something kind of sketchy.
As of episode
right
now.
What do you guys think?
Episode 1, I liked Cassandra. I thought she was super sweet. I thought she was super dopey and just, you know, just one of she just couldn't figure out. I was like, oh, okay, she's adorable, yeah. And then I was kind of annoyed that she kind of kept showing up and encouraged Paige to express her feelings and then was like, hey, what are you doing? I didn't like that, but also I was like, oh, she's young. Maybe she's just awkward. Episode 2, no.
No, you weren't about her.
I'm done with her neediness and her weirdness. And
well,
just,
what set it off for you?
Just that she, like, when they go to the party together, and there's this kind of weirdness where, at the play, she could have made a choice to make Paige and Jake and Cassandra's friendship stronger at that play when she knew that she was that Paige had the opportunity to have coffee with Rainer,
mm-hmm.
Right? Which is like. Also a career thing and also romantic and wonderful for your friend. Okay, great. And you're a fan of Rainer. Cool. But she made a choice to go up to Jake and be like, you will never guess where Paige is. And I'm like, what are you... That's you
okay,
cool.
Well, he asked.
He did ask. I think because they started off as the three amigos, they're kind of like boys. Where it's like you have this friendship where, of course, it's a good-looking guy. And you notice that your friend may like that guy. I think they haven't transitioned into the whole... My friend may like this guy, even though she's trying to hook her up with him. I think they're legit like three amigos, and she's super awkward, but she doesn't realize how weird and cock-blocky she's being right now.
Right. I support that. I think that if they are supposedly the three amigos, right, where does your loyalty lie? I get, like, girl power, this, that, and the other thing, but if Jake is just as much your best friend as Paige is your best friend... Who are you to, lie?
See, I don't know. I disagree only because it didn't come out of nowhere when she originally said to Paige, like, you guys obviously like each other. So that means there's history there, just like, not even history of anything happening, but noticing it.
Yeah.
So if you're conscious of that, if you're aware of that, even to the point where you're talking about it with Paige, then you shouldn't be, like, an idiot and not be sensitive at all when you're talking to Jake about it if you know they like each other. You know, like, it's just being aware and conscious of other people's feelings and being just considerate and not just make... Because, I don't know, I just think if you know someone really well and you're really close friends, you know when to put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, she called blocked a few times.
Yeah, a little,
like, girl,
too many times.
I like Cassandra a lot. I don't know if... I'm still getting to know her only because we're two episodes in, so I'm like, I don't know if she's intentionally just not realizing that she's cock blocking, but she's definitely cock blocking, or maybe there's going to be some interest with her and Jake. I don't know.
The silver lining for Cassandra for me was I don't know if it's Cassandra or Cassandra. I don't know.
What were they calling her? Cass.
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 So Cassandra. Okay, let's say Cassandra.
Working girl.
Yeah. So let's talk about how she is getting her money, and also the silver lining for me was that she was like, Paige, of course I would be happy that you got the role. That's the one thing that made me like Cassandra, is that she wasn't immediately like crazy 100%. Jealous. Yeah.
You know, with the whole Jake thing, it is a little bit iffy on how she's about it, but as far as being happy for her friend, I'll give her a check in that column.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like she's jealous of that at all. She's been supportive since the beginning. So far, I'll give her that.
Yeah, we'll give her that. We don't know about the whole love triangle thing, but...
I was very interested to find out about... I was like, you know, we were all like, is she an escort? What's happening? Because I was saying to you guys, I don't know how dark this show can get, because they already, like, fudged a few curse words that were very, very awkward.
Oh my
extremely
gosh.
Awkward.
What did they say?
Bang me.
You guys said what she really meant, but when she said that, I had no idea where she was going with that. I was like,
they
was
tried
that
it.
Correct? Yeah. What does that
they
mean?
Tried it.
So I thought, well, maybe she's not an escort because maybe the show was too PG rated for children. And then I was like, that would not make sense because they're in college. It's supposed to be darker. And I just felt like I was thrown around so much trying to figure out the tone of the show and how far it's going to go, you know? So I actually was kind of excited that it wasn't quite an escort, but it was something equally degrading and very real. There is a thing out here, you know, on Craigslist that you can see. It's like, make $1,000 in a day, da da da. Like, and girls who come out here to be actresses fall into those kinds of positions. And it was really, really interesting to see him at the party interacting with her. And I thought, well, why, if he was an escort, why wouldn't he keep it discreet? Why would he?
Right.
Why would he open up his mouth? That was
so
strange.
And he's like, "Are you a
me?
Client?" And she, I liked how realistic they were, because I feel like that is the hustle wherever big city you go to. A lot of people come out here and they want to be actors, and
gotta
I feel
get
like
that shmoney.
You got to get that shmoney. You know, that's the hustle. That's what happens. Like, everyone can't just walk into a movie set and they become an actor. People have to be waitresses, waiters, work at a store. And I liked how realistic it was, unfortunately. But like you said, there's a whole pink van that goes around looking for topless maids. And they have a big number on it. So I can see young girls signing up for that. Like, oh, I'm just cleaning topless. But when you're actually doing it, you're like, is this degrading or not? Or am I just making the money? So I thought it was really interesting how real they were.
Yeah.
And then he popped up at the party.
It's very specifically LA for me.
Very LA.
I don't know.
Topless maids, because you see
topless maids.
I've seen those vans.
Those
everywhere.
Vans are everywhere.
They have them in other cities, though, too. believe me.
For those of you listening to the podcast, there is something very specifically LA about these. They have these neon pink vans that people will park in very specific parking spots that they can never get towed. So they leave these vans anywhere that they can, and it's just like this enormous picture of like shadowy naked ladies, and being like, $55 for naked maids come to your home, and it's so awful, and you can never get the cars to move because they on purpose park where you have to see them. And I just loved that they finally put that on TV, because it's like gross side of LA and other cities that exists.
Yeah.
I was happy to see that.
Cassandra obviously found one of those vans.
She took the number down and was like,
eventually she's like, okay, this is a sign, I guess. I'll try it.
There's a van always a lot
of that we got the sign up.
Oh my gosh.
Well, have you guys ever seen Shameless when he makes his own topless van? And there's another show,
please,
too.
Can we please flash that on?
Yeah,
please. First of all, this van is always parked outside of a McDonald's in North Hollywood, Burbank area.
Also, $99, is that enough to go to someone's house?
Wait, rent is very expensive here, guys. Is not because well, also
he was gonna toss her an extra 50.
He sure was.
I don't know, man. It's looking pretty good to be a Talisman these days.
I need a new job.
If it's $99 and it's a service, I mean, part of that money definitely goes to the service. And then when it comes down to it, isn't that just server money? Couldn't you just work at a restaurant?
Unless she's doing her own thing on the side where she's seen something like this and was like, you know what? I'm going to be very independent and just be my own contractor and just charge and be my own pimp.
But I feel like what we've seen from Cass so far, I don't...
Yeah, this is true. She's like
she saw the van.
I like her. I like her.
When a hike saw the
van. I do. We keep on giving her the benefit of the doubt.
We give her the benefit of the doubt.
You guys see, are like this.
Episodes down the line, we're gonna be like, God damn it, they were right.
So let's talk about Rainer. Rainer and Alexis have actually been friends since they were 12. I was very shocked to be seeing them talking and hanging out at the end of episode 2. How do we feel about Rainer and his little sign language?
Do
we think it's cute?
You tried it.
We hate it.
No. Unrealistic. Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm feeling uncomfortable. No.
It was cute. It was a cute gesture.
I thought it was cute in the way that it ended up working out. I liked the way she used it and the way that he ended up kind of coming over and saving her from her first media blitz. But at first, I was extremely grossed out by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Originally, it made me feel the same way it felt during the audition when he whispered into her ear. Let me know if it also made you guys feel uncomfortable when he whispered in your ear, because I didn't like it. Amber thought it was cute. I was not
about
it.
What did he whisper? It depends.
You're so special.
Oh,
and then
God.
Something
that's
else.
What he said?
He said, you're so special.
But you know that happens in the book. That's what happens in the book.
Yeah.
Their thing is he always makes her feel better by whispering things in her ear when they shoot. That's the whole book.
But it was cuter in the book reading it than seeing him at the audition. They haven't even talked. And he didn't do that. I don't believe he did that when they first met at the audition. It was a little into it. So seeing these people that don't even know each other, you thought she was cute. Awesome. A lot of people are cute. This is Hollywood. And then he's all of a sudden whispering, boy, you don't even know her.
Bye.
She may not be. I mean, she's special. She seems sweet.
She's special.
Great lashes, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He knows that he has, one-upped. He's one-up above her. And I'll give it to him. He's trying to make her feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah. But I think that he's going to use this little whatever it is to his advantage. Because he does seem like a predator. To use your term, you know, his mom says that, you know, he's got it going on for himself. So
I think Rainer has his foot like in both doors. Like, I think he has his foot inside of like the Hollywood scene with all his like crazy friends, and there's so much drama. Then I think he has his foot like, okay, I kind of want to be normal, let me get to know this girl. But I know it's for a prediction, but I feel like that might not be a good thing for this young girl coming into the industry, because she may really, really like him and he may just manipulate her.
I can't figure him out yet.
Yeah, I can't figure him out.
I wasn't bothered by the audition scene. I know that maybe because I was warned and then my expectations were so low that I liked
it. I pulled you aside.
Renee's like, they're going to whisper.
Prepare yourself.
But I wasn't bothered by it. I thought he was trying to help her out, and it was, she's so goofy that like anything that calms her down and makes her less like schmactery Nickelodeon acting, I'm a fan of. That would be great. And she gets better. Like, as every little storyline goes along, the acting seems to get better. So I'm holding out on this. And I really, really like how villainous Alexis is becoming.
She's like the Regina George kind
of. Yeah, she is the Regina George. That's right.
Same dark hair, very dark. I kind of, something about me does.
She's
I
got
like
a girl
her.
On the
but
side.
But she's like charming.
She's the worst. Right. She's charming.
She knows how to work, like, you know, she works the room. She gets what she wants. Yeah, she's low-key pretty evil.
Right.
But
I feel like if she was a guy, she would be that character where everyone's like, oh, man, he's like an awesome character.
Yeah.
That's why I think I low-key like Alexis, because she has, like, the girlfriend, the little bull on the side. And she can go to her room and go to her director and take her clothes off. Go to Jordan's house and take her clothes off, which is kind of sad.
She's
got to
do what she got to do. So, okay.
She's not a topless maid.
I support you. She's not a topless maid.
Do you, Alexis,
I love how deliciously fake she was. She was like, hi, I don't think we've met yet. I'm going to be your sister. We're going to fall in love.
And Paige's face, though, she was literally like,
weren't you just throwing me major shade in the parking lot?
Didn't even know what to say.
Her parking job, though.
Right? But this is where this is what Paige's problem is. I know this is a new environment for her, but if you don't want to get stepped on, you need to make that apparent from the beginning. if, you know, if this girl came out to me talking some other fake stuff, I would have been like, yo, didn't you just... what's up? You know?
And the parking lot. What if it was like... But what if it was like Taylor Swift?
Like, I would still.
And you're getting hired to go on tour with Taylor Swift.
And like, she's your favorite singer.
Taylor Swift is... I'm the lead, honey. You're not. Yeah, you're Taylor Swift, but I'm the new Taylor Swift. So,
but if sorry. Taylor Swift, right. It's low-key shady. Alexis was super shady, but I like Alexis.
Well, we got to see Paige get a little bit back
at her. I like
better.
The bad people.
Yeah. We got to see Paige stand up for when she picks up the phone for homeboy
Jake.
Hilarious.
That was amazing, and I did not see that coming. I really enjoyed that scene. Super clever. Paige, girl, you're on it. Because I would have answered like... Hello? Like, I don't know what to say. That was smart.
No, I like that because it's like it shows confidence in Paige a little bit. Something where I feel like she's been lacking, so I was happy that she picked up his phone and was
trying to. Wrong number, but.
Little whore.
Yeah, we were all like, you saw the phone in her hand and we're all like, pick it up.
Say hello. So I like that she did that. A little payback.
Yeah. Such a good moment. And it was in Spanish too because. The actress Bella Thorne is a Latina. Her father is full Cuban, and Spanish was her first language, so it was cool to get her see her
nice.
Use that. Yeah,
interesting.
Hey, Bella.
Yeah,
I know she did. Came out suave as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's good at that.
I'd like to see Spanish a little bit more point. Of that suaveness. That's why I'm excited to keep watching the show because I want to see her grow in all the ways.
Yeah, and we got a little glimpse of how she was going to grow in the beginning when they did the flash forward. It was cool to see that kind of confidence in her not really caring and just being, oh, thank you. Like, that girl that we saw in the beginning had confidence, and now it's going to be great to see how she gets there.
That's why I like. I like that you're going to see her evolve into this brand new character because she's super awkward, which I also think is really cute. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm excited to see her evolving because I didn't read the book. I'm excited to see it from, like, a fan's point of view who's never read the book, mm-hmm. watching the show for the first time, and then go read the book and then compare it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited to see her grow a little bit. Because I like that little hoodie she had on walking through the airport with her glasses.
And her blonde hair, though.
Yeah, feeling the weight of the situation in the very first few minutes. She was, like, weighted down.
Totally different Paige from, like, a year. Yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
That was good to see. How do we feel about Tanji?
Beautiful
Tanji. Who's kind of in the awkwardly off to the side of this love triangle. Yeah.
I know.
Which is a weird love triangle because... It's like something happened, but you don't know exactly what happened because Jordan is trying to save Tanji.
I'm not completely sure.
Right. I'm like, what's happening?
What happened? I know what happened in the book, which is very close, but because I know what happened in the book, I think I keep thinking that's what's happened.
No, they definitely hooked up.
They hooked up.
And I guess what it seemed to be, at least what I got from the episode, was Rainer was off shooting something. Yeah. He was never around, probably didn't contact her that much. She was lonely. She was having issues, and her and Jordan hooked up. What I don't understand, again, going back to why would Jordan, really? Your best friend's girlfriend. Your best friend's mom. Like, maybe, just saying.
Maybe you should chill out.
Like, Jordan. Yeah, chill, Jordan. But, so I'm guessing that they hooked up. I don't know what happened after, though, because they seemed chill. And I don't know what led up to it. Because it seems like it was very consensual. Right. Like, there was no alcohol involved. So now I just want to know, like, what led up to it? And then why did nothing happen again after it?
Well, and didn't Nina have a role in this entire situation getting out? She gave it to the journalist, but did she give it incorrectly on purpose to save her son?
Oh, I think so. Oh, I think so.
So she added the element of alcohol. Or what was it that she twisted?
She tried to throw Tanji under the bus where, like, she tried to make it seem like she was super drunk and she came on to Jordan. And he's like, that's not what happened. We both went into this together.
She needs Jordan to look good, and she needs Rainer to look good because they're in her movie. So she threw Tanji under the bus.
Damn. Okay, but then she gave Tanji a little something to say sorry, which was the soundtrack to the movie.
And in Tanji's mom, it's just so much.
I mean, no, she didn't even do that to say sorry. She did that to say, look, see, they're all friends and the media is all wrong.
Yeah,
we all still
get
up. She's
true,
trying
but
to, like,
she,
front.
Sorry in the way of, well, that was bad press, but here's some good press. You can have the soundtrack.
Here you go, boo-boo.
Yeah.
I like Nina. She's up to no good. I feel like she's going to try to take Tanji down.
She's very calculated.
She's very calculated, but can I just say I'm team Jordan? I love Keith Powers, and he's super cute, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
Jordan's growing on me. I mean, and he's. I know that he's supposed to be, in the book, he's super unapproachable, and he's supposed to come off as extremely extremely, like, just cold to everyone, yeah. which is a little bit what we saw when the girl was like, don't I know you, da da da.
Yeah, you learn about a sketchy past
a little bit. He's definitely hiding where he's from, and people from the neighborhood where he's from are starting to recognize him, and that's that. I think we'll see a lot more of his family and his neighborhood come back to bite him.
And I would like to learn why he's actually sleeping with Rainer's mom. Like, are they actually really attracted to each other, or is this something where he feels like he can use her in a position?
Well, I would love to see that. That's what I was saying, though, because it seems like it was more than love, because they were confiding in each other at some point. They had, like, a real-life
relationship.
Yeah, it almost seems like they had a real emotional relationship, not just physical.
Mm, Jordan's Raina's stepdad.
Yes.
And it's hard to say.
I mean, it's apparent he must like older women, because he brought up that photo, you know, with the woman that saw him outside of the restaurant. Right. And then we cut to a photo of them too, and they looked pretty chummy.
That's what I'm like, is this an ex of his, a family member?
I think it's a family member.
I thought it was family.
Well, they were on the couch together.
I'm like, it seems like he likes older women. I'm with you, girl. I'm like, maybe he likes older women.
Happen.
Maybe he's like into cougars. That's where I was going.
Yeah,
but maybe that might be a family member. Because she addresses him, but it was
it wasn't super flirty. It was more like, oh, I remember you, da da da. It wasn't like, hey, you hooked
up. I just know, like, if my family member seen me, it wouldn't be like that. Like, don't I know you?
Maybe it's a neighbor.
I know.
Maybe.
Well, there's an extremely, like, there's a strong reason why he pretended that he didn't know her.
Well, he was in front of another reporter.
Right, but I think that if it was just your family member or something, you know, at that moment, what is it that she could expose of you to this other person? Mm-hmm.
And Nina obviously knows, because he says to Nina, no one knows about my past, correct? And they start making out. So Nina knows something very big and important about her new little boyfriend, Jordan.
Which is probably dangerous, obviously.
Oh, that Nina.
I like secrets.
Can't trust her with much.
How does she have time to, like, be a mom, be a producer, run a movie, girlfriend. Be a girlfriend.
She delegates, girl. She
grabs some balls. You know.
Grabbing balls under the table.
She's got all kinds of
threatening
time.
People. How do you have time to be Nina?
I want to like that reporter. I like he's more nervous. I want him to be like a little bit bitchier.
Scared of Nina.
Yeah, I know.
But
cut
I want to like him a lot. I think he could be a really funny source of like relief for the show.
Like the comic relief.
I would like to see more of him, and I would like to see him be hilarious. Any closing thoughts before we get into news and gossip and predictions? Any thoughts on Brody, Rainer, Tanji, anything?
Like I said before, I never read the book, but I'm really excited for this show. It looks pretty good so far. It's a lot of drama, which I love. Right. And I'm excited to see the different relationships. Pretty good show so far.
I'm excited to understand Alexis's web of lies
and being a predator,
and why does she have a girlfriend and she's going after a girl that looks exactly like her girlfriend? Like, what? Like,
it's true.
Like,
she has a type.
What's going on?
She does have a type. Blondes.
But that's true. There's a lot of different storylines that we got introduced to in these first two episodes, so I think it's going to be a while before we start tying things together.
I'm just excited because there's not just like one thing I want to figure out or find out. Like, there's so many, and I'm just excited to see where they go with it, because clearly they're not just following the books. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show so far. Ooh. How do you guys feel? Okay, because you guys read the book and you guys know what happens in the book in the ending. What do you like better, the book, the show? Do you wish more things from the book was in the show?
I like them both for different reasons. The only thing that I wish was the same in the show right now was Rainer, because I loved his character in the book, and it seems very different on screen. So that's the one thing I miss.
Rainer in the book is like a big golden retriever puppy dog. He's like all sunshine, and he's like bouncing around. He like makes jokes with everyone. He like can't not smile. Like he's like Mr. Sunshine. Like he's, I don't know who I would compare him to. Like maybe like Logan Paul or somebody who's just goofy, like someone who's just like really boisterous, and just that's not
sweet.
Who this is at all.
Boyfriend material, I would say, which is the opposite of what we learned about him in this episode, where Alexa straight up said like he was not relationship material. In the book, he was exactly what you'd want in a boyfriend.
Like Prince Charming.
Mm-hmm. Like full, like people would
like
describe
too good to
him
be true.
As, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting that from this.
Nope,
that's exciting, because I'm not getting that at all from Rainer.
It's fine. I mean, it makes things more complicated, and makes Jake seem a little more...
Oh, Jake.
Oh, Jake.
You guys team Jake? Jake? Team Rainer?
Poor sweet Jake. Right now, I'm warming up to Rainer. But I actually, if it were just like, if I were to see them in public, I think Jake is super cute.
Yeah, he's so cute. I think Jake, I don't feel bad for him. I think he's sleeping on his opportunity, yes. So if you want me to be team Jake, you got to start making some moves, that's right, Jake. Girl.
He is sleeping on that opportunity, and he let a good thing go. But like he said, he didn't think Raina would
be coming. He friend-zoned her, so...
Well, in her eyes. Because, of course, typical man says one thing but means the other.
Typical.
Typical.
Very typical.
Let's go into predictions, shall we?
I think it's about time.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's see. Who would like to start? Any thoughts?
I'll start. Okay, so I definitely see Cassandra and Jake getting closer as the season progresses, and then that causing tension between Cassandra and Paige. But not only because of that, also because of her career. I'm guessing just like how kind of the books went, that because of this movie role, it's going to completely distance her from her life outside of the role. Also, she's not going to do well in school because I don't know how she's thinking about balancing school and a movie. It's cool, girl. You could have taken a gap year. It's fine. But anyways, and that's maybe going to cause some drama with her parents, but...
Oh, her parents.
I know. And I also hope we get some more... Just hope we get some more love triangle action with Jake, Rainer, and Paige. Because I don't want to see her really pick anyone, but I kind of like the tug of war. It's like, ooh, tension.
Yeah, I think the three amigos is going to be the two amigos plus Paige. She's not, I think, not intentionally, but I just think that she's going to be so busy. The other two are just going to get lost and probably find each other together. And also, I think, you know, I am liking Rainer as a character, but I see some sketchiness coming out of him. He could, you know, be a little manipulative and use his power to play some games, I guess.
Yeah.
And I have big things in sight between Alexis and Nina. I think the both of them, strong female alpha characters, they're gonna mess some shit up.
Yeah. I think, as like you ladies just said, I think Cassandra and Jake may get a little bit closer, not intentionally, but that's because Paige is not paying them any attention, I guess. I also think that I would love to find out more about Nina and why she's the way she is, because I love her for some weird reason. Like, why is she sleeping with Jordan? Why is she afraid of this exec? Like, what secrets does he have on her? I would love to see that. And same thing with Alexis. Like, I want to know, like, girl, why do you have a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend? You're sleeping with this person. Those are two of my favorite characters. And I would love to see, I feel like, that woman who popped up in Jordan's life, I think may be an old love interest. I'm still torn, like, family member love interest, but I think something crazy is going to blow up about his past, and Nina's going to try to cover it up. And I think Paige is a... She's not going to do well in school at all either, and her father's going to be very upset at her.
I agree. I think the school thing is absolutely ridiculous, and I think it's silly that they even brought it up as a conflict in the storyline. Like, it was like, are you kidding me? She's going to make, what, $20 million, and you're concerned about her not going to... Stop it. She's already successful. It's fine. But the parents, I think, are going to be a continuous source of conflict for Paige. They're going to mess her up. They're going to guide her in ways that are going to confuse her, because she's already very easily confused. And I also think that we're going to see something really interesting happen with Georgina, who is the new blonde who kind of refuses Alexis at first. I think Georgina's going to mess things up for Alexis way down the line, because I liked seeing that Georgina was the only... Georgina or Rachel, I think maybe she has two names, because she's billed as two names on IMDb. I think that there's something there that Alexis is not going to see coming, because so far she's the only one who's even sort of resisted Alexis, and I really would like to see that play out.
Oh, that's good.
I like it.
Yeah. And yeah, I'd like to see if Brody is going to be a continuous source of pain for Cassandra.
Poor Cassandra.
One last little prediction. I think that eventually this topless maids thing will blow up, because as Paige gets more famous, she's going to be around people with bigger careers, higher power, whatever, and those people are going to be the people that Cassandra is doing her services for. And I think that's how it's going to... She's going to be like, why are you here? Or something. Or she's going to know someone, and that's how it's going to get blown up. persona.
You think that's how Paige's going to find out? She's going to find out that her friend is a escort in the papers?
Oh, in the papers.
In the online papers?
Yeah, I was going to say, because, they're working around all these successful businessmen, but these men are never going to admit that they pay for a topless maid. So it has to be in a scandal type of way.
I can see Alexis paying for a topless maid, since she likes them both, I'm just saying. No. I just want Alexis to be like all the scandal.
I feel like Alexis would want to like not pay for it. I feel like she'd be like, just do it.
Like I feel like she would be the person to blow up because Alexis obviously doesn't like Paige because she got the role. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she's going to be the type of person to try to blow up her friendship because you see where she's trying to low key trying to talk to Jake for no reason.
Alexis definitely seems like the kind of person that can't be bored.
Yeah. So I feel like another prediction, she's going to try to bother Paige a little bit as this show goes along to try to take her down and manipulate her.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. I just want to see more Alexis because I love her a lot.
Me too. Well, as always, guys, for you guys listening on the podcast and for those of you guys watching along with us live, please continue the conversation. We are going to be super involved on Twitter and Instagram. For Renee and I, we have read the books. So if you guys are fans of the books and want to talk a theory about the books, we would love to hear it. And for those of you who have not read the books and are new to it, we also have two other panelists that are brand new with you as well. So please tweet at us your predictions as well. We will be back next Tuesday, and we will be covering episodes 3 and 4. So please catch up with us because we cannot wait to go through it with you. Where can we find you guys on the internets?
You can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Ooh, and I'm Livy Gabbery. Hit me up, The Real OG.
The Real OG, I like that. I'm Nikia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And my name is Amber Plaster. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amber Plaster. And I also have a YouTube React series on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/AmberPlaster22. We'll see you next Tuesday, guys.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.